Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
And we have our special guest here, Michelle. Hello, Michelle. Would you like to tell us who you are and...
Oh, hello.
What you do?
Yes, indeed. Hi, I'm Michelle. I run the Four Seasons Cookery Academy on the Isle of Wight. I'm a nutritionist and a food safety consultant.
Oh, that's just what we need, isn't it? Yeah. We do need that. So what should we talk about in this segment today?
Oh, my gracious. People that know me can know that I'm absolutely passionate about nutrition, and I could go on probably till 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. And
you're fine. You carry
on. Lovely listeners will be turning off in droves.
We'll just go home and leave you to it. Yeah.
I'm passionate about it because it makes such a difference to how we feel. Nutrition is just the most amazing thing. We're not talking about diets, boring diets here. We're talking about what food does for us.
Yes.
As human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to have a chat about fantastic fighting foods to get us through the winter.
Ooh. Oh, that'd be great.
Build up our immune system and just make us feel in top form.
Because winter is coming, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's on
have
its
you seen
way.
The forecast next week?
No, I'd rather not look yet, but is it not good?
It's going to be cold. Cold, but that's cold is good.
Gosh.
But as long as we're nourishing and we're looking after ourselves,
all
is well.
So what do we need to nourish us then?
What do we need to nourish us? Oh, my gracious me. Now, I don't want to be a shock to the system.
Okay.
And have your lovely listeners saying, I'm not listening to her again. So I'll start quite gently.
Okay.
If I may. And obviously, the main thing I'm going to start with here is chocolate. Shall we start off on a good note here?
Oh, chocolate. We love chocolate, don't we?
I've got chocolate,
yeah.
But right, number one thing, I've got chocolate. Yeah.
But not all chocolate is equal.
Mm.
So for you lovely listeners who are just kind of dashing into a shop and think, oh, I'm just going to grab that bar there and enjoy that in the car.
Michelle said you got to eat chocolate. Yeah.
Be like me eating cake.
But we're going for the right chocolate,
dear listeners.
The right chocolate would be, now what do I do? We do demonstrations. The most wonderful, you can get a 46, 48%. And I mix that with a 72%. Which we melt very, very quickly in the microwave. Literally, keep stirring, 5 seconds, done. And then get something delicious to dip into it.
Right.
And what we use are oat biscuits, because oat biscuits keep you feeling fuller longer. It's like a bit of a theme on a chocolate digestive, but so much better.
That sounds delicious. So how would I know it was a 46% chocolate?
If you look at the back, it's got cocoa solids.
Oh, right.
Right.
Because I hate to mention this, dear people, but actually the chocolate that we kind of purchase on a whim is not really chocolate at all. It's mainly fat and sugar.
Okay.
Oh,
and
right.
It's doing nothing for you.
Okay.
Whereas chocolate is absolutely amazing for you. Do you know, it can keep
so
your...
So it's not your regular brand, then it's something different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Optimum is 72%. Optimum is the best. It keeps your blood sugar stable, can help to lower cholesterol, believe it or not.
Wow.
Helps to fight cancer, makes you feel tip-top, as we know.
Mm.
So there's a lot going for it if you do the right one.
So and if you mix the two together, you've got 100%.
I love that thought, Maggie. I love your style. I love it. Yeah, good thought. But what you're doing is, because if I said to people, you know, go for a 72%, people look at me as if I've got two heads, because if you don't like dark chocolate, it's your life.
Oh, yes.
But so mixing the two together is a really lovely way of introducing people to a slightly better quality. Absolutely delicious. And that, of course, dear listeners, is your... hot chocolate as well. So instead of putting a scoop of that sugary, nasty, and you'll probably shout at me now, shut up, Michelle, go away.
No.
But instead of putting a scoop of that into your milk, if you just add a couple of squares of this chocolate and let that melt in your milk, you've then got a nutritious, absolutely yummy drink.
You have more than a couple of squares.
Moving on. Shall we move on?
Yes, move on, yes.
I must admit, from the chocolate perspective, I was in Wales the other week and went to one of those eco shops and bought some, it was quite expensive, but it was nice. It's chocolate pieces, little shreddy bits.
Lovely.
That you actually put into hot milk. And what I do is I use either almond milk or coconut. You know, they're coconut.
Perfect. Optimum.
Coconut milk. And I just bung in a couple of teaspoons of that, stir it.
Delicious!
Isn't it delicious?
Oh. Mm. It's if you have that, you don't want regular hot chocolate ever again.
Right?
No. Okay. And the beauty is that's then nourishing your body. The only maxim I ever use is when you're eating, and you put something in your mouth, what's it doing for you? What is it doing for you? Is it helping your skin, your hair, your teeth, your immune system? Are you fighting cancer? That is what, if we could do that all the time, that'd be wonderful. But if we can just do it part of the time, amazing.
It's got
just
to help, amazing. Hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So the other thing I'd like listeners to think about, especially if the cold weather affects your arthritis or you kind of get joint pain, let's get those cherries in, please.
Cherries? Oh, I need some cherries.
Yes. Oh, my days. Cherries, absolutely delicious. Probably at this time of year, frozen. There's quite a few supermarkets that will do a frozen cherry. And if you can just please have a handful of those a day, or cherry juice, but obviously cherry juice can be a bit sugary-fied. Mm. That's a new word today.
And it's quite expensive, isn't it?
I like that
Yes,
new word,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
So but a handful a day, so yeah, in a smoothie or...
However you want to take them. Again, for people that are trying to reduce their sugar intake, I find that if you take them straight from the freezer and you let them dissolve in your mouth, it's like a boiled sweet. So it's just a little tickle.
Oh, what an excellent idea. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. So try and, you know, at least hit it hard for about a week. Have a handful of cherries every day to try and get that arthritic pain down. But they really work.
That's interesting.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
And how about good old chicken soup?
Oh, yes.
Oh, now, chicken soup is something my grandma used to make you have. If you were ill, you had chicken soup.
Yes.
Not with cream bread of in chicken.
Well, we could add to that a nice half-fat creme fraiche, Maggie, and you can have your cream of chicken soup.
Not cream chicken. Oh, no. I don't like the texture. Yeah, chicken soup. I've got a texture thing.
So is it sort of what you're recommending there, Michelle, is broth, isn't it?
A broth, yeah. Ooh, put some lentils in there for your protein and your slow release. That'll make you feeling fuller longer. It's that nurturing yourself, because that's what we're doing through food. And it's just that, oh, that's so delicious and I feel so good. That's what we want from that. And as you said, going back, you know, our older generation, they knew what they were doing. And things are coming now to the fore that actually, yes, there were very good reasons for doing all of these things. But just delicious. And again, if you know you're not able or you don't want to make it, there are some really good chilled ones out there these days. Some really good ones. Just be careful with the tin, because they can carry a lot of salt.
Yes.
So just keep a little eye there. But that's just absolutely
but
delicious.
But you can do it yourself with a carcass of chicken.
Oh, make a soup. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So if you roast your chicken and then make some chicken soup the same day, there you go.
With your bones. Yeah.
With your bones. Yeah. You don't have to eat the bones, obviously.
No.
But, you know, that's the best way to make your chicken stock, isn't it?
Just,
oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. But I guess not everybody's as passionate about cooking peps as we are.
No.
But if you haven't, some people don't have time. They don't have the motivation, I guess, for want of a better word.
Some
or they
don't
have
like
the money.
Cooking.
And some people don't like cooking, do they?
Simple as, yeah.
But there are, as you say, things out there. You can go and buy them if you don't want to make them.
Mm. Absolutely. And, you know, the people I work with, bless them, I work with everybody, actually, from babies. We do weaning right the way through to our lovely older generation. And I haven't met anyone that hasn't embraced how important nutrition is once they understand.
Yes.
But it's the understanding that then they work with that and they just fly. And that is just, I have this job in the whole wide world, actually.
Oh, how lucky. That's really nice.
She doesn't like it, does she?
How long have you been a nutritionist? Sorry, I'm diverting from what we were talking about.
gosh, many, many years. I did a lot of training over in where I come from in Zimbabwe. And then I was in the medical profession for a number of years. And then took up catering, gosh, 1998. And we ran a few restaurants, and then I went into the food safety consultancy. Because, again, it's all about caring and looking after people.
Absolutely.
You said you used to be in nursing, you know exactly. It's just an extension, really. I care for them when I see my customers, if they're struggling with environmental health inspections, or I care for people through getting good food into them.
Yes.
And enhancing their life.
Absolutely.
And I do find as well that what I give, I get back tenfold, and I am blessed.
That's good.
So going back to here, let's have a look at your vegetables. Broccoli. Yes. Broccoli, lovely.
Yeah.
And also very good for all sorts of things, as we know. Prostate cancer, breast cancer, preventative broccoli, your cruciferous vegetables, your sprouts and cauliflower.
Oh, yes.
Kale, unless, of course, you're on warfarin and it's contraindicated. Spinach, tomatoes.
Oh, I love spinach. I grew too many tomatoes. We were talking about that before you came in. I grew far too many this year, but made them into all sorts of different concoctions, and they're in the freezer.
Oh,
just freeze things down into ice cube trays.
What a brilliant
idea. And then take them out of the ice cube trays when they're frozen, then put them in a bag. Then you've just got to take out a couple or three or four of whatever you want.
Superb. Lovely idea. Yeah. Absolutely lovely.
Uses your leftovers as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we like leftovers. Because tomatoes are very, very good for us, dear listeners. As raw, they're superb. But actually, when they're cooked, the lycopene, which is the antioxidant in them, the lycopene is triple as good. So actually, if you're making something like a bolognese and then you've got enough left over and you think, oh, tomorrow I don't want bolognese again, I'm going to make a chili, I'm going to rejig it, and you reheat that again, you are increasing the goodness of those tomatoes.
Wow. Well, there you go. I never knew that.
How exciting. We love tomatoes.
I love tomatoes.
Tomato anything.
tomatoes on toast.
Oh, yes. On fried bread, I'm afraid. They're my favourite.
Maggie, moving on.
I didn't say that.
Everybody's got to have a vice, Maggie.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Because, again, food is we chatted earlier, didn't we? Food is a very emotive topic.
It is, absolutely.
And working with people who are trying to lose weight, as Maggie said earlier, we don't talk about diets, because the minute you say to somebody, you can't have that, oh, yes, we can. And that little brain is going into overdrive. Yes. Yes, we can.
And then you fantasise about it if you can't have it.
And it
makes it worse.
Yeah, it becomes this real big thing.
So what else you got on your list?
Red onions. Ladies.
Love red onions.
Yeah, red onions have got a little compound called quercetin. I won't spell that at this time of day.
Please don't. No.
But red onions, again, that, you know, they're delivering something for you instead of just a white onion, which I some recipes you do have to have white onion in, but if you can go for red, superb. Blueberries we love, don't we?
I love blueberries.
Oh, yes.
Our friend Susan's got a blueberry tree.
Has she? Let's go and dig it up then.
No, it's only small.
Oh.
But other friend Caroline's got some bigger blueberry trees. She's hoping.
Yes. I do love blueberries.
Wonderful. Absolutely love it. All your berries, actually, your raspberries and goji berries in particular, very, very good.
Oh, yes.
For macular degeneration. But that's another topic, because I won't go off piste, because I can, so I'll stick with where
I'm sure
I am.
I'm sure you can.
I know a lady in Knighton at the Permaculture Island, they grow goji berries.
Do they?
Yes.
Do they?
They do.
She'll be there.
Do they sell them anywhere?
No, not the moment, but I'll talk to you about it afterwards.
Yes, please. Oh, my word. Yeah, because we use that for eyesight, which I'd love to have a chat at some time, ladies, about macular degeneration
and
the importance in...
Absolutely.
Oh, so exciting. See, I told you. I'm not joking. Kiwi fruit again. Thinking about your fruit and veg, it's all your really dark, dark, dark colours, your deep colours like beetroot. Delicious.
Oh, I love beetroot.
I love beetroot.
Oh, my days. Beetroot.
I grew some this year.
Did you?
Mm. Oh. Stripy ones.
Not just any beetroot, a stripy beetroot.
Well, it would be different.
Yeah. It's good to be different. But all of those, you know, like your peppers, sweet potatoes coming up for the winter as well, beta carotene.
So are they better for you than ordinary potatoes?
They are, Maggie, because they don't affect your blood sugars as much.
Right.
They're not actually from the potato family, as you know, so they are absolutely superb. We do them in almost everything.
Right.
So if you've got arthritis, not having a potato-based thing is good as well, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, sweet potatoes.
I'm learning something every day.
Well, welcome back to Lunchtime Social Discussion today. And it's all about food and various other things.
And
we have Michelle here from the Four Seasons Cookery Academy. So, Michelle, what's our next subject?
Well, I'm just going to finish with the winter well. Let's just have a look at winter well.
Yes, please do.
I'd like you, please, if you haven't got any at home, to go out and buy some turmeric or turmeric. It doesn't matter what you call it. But it's absolute liquid gold, this stuff. Absolutely wonderful. And
is that the yellowy?
Yes, absolutely. It doesn't taste. You've got to add two things. So if you're making a curry or a rice dish, you know, whack it in there. It's quite interesting, because one thing I do talk about, and I go on a little bit sometimes, is a multi-billion pound food rip-off industry.
Yes.
How they just want our money. They don't care a jot about us. They just literally want, and as soon as something's in vogue, they cash in on it.
Right.
So you are better off, please, using fresh or dried turmeric than buying your capsules, which people try and sell you. But it's just absolutely amazing, because what this does, it damps down inflammation. Mm. So we know now studies are going on with prevention of cancer.
Yes.
And we also know that after you've been through chemotherapy, that it's a very good thing to incorporate in your diet as much as you can.
Yes.
But it's just absolutely superb. Very good for your immune system.
Oh.
And for anybody starting with, and I'm a classic of this, practice what you preach. So 2 days ago, I started with that tickly cough, and I thought, oh, no, I haven't got time for this. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I tell everybody else to do, but which I put off doing because it's not the most pleasant thing to do. And I put a half teaspoon of turmeric, dried turmeric, a squeeze of local honey, if you can. You know, let's not be snobby here. Whatever honey you've got at this stage for the soothing, but preferably local or a manuka, and warm water. Do not boil it, because otherwise this will be undrinkable. Warm water and a squirt of fresh lemon. But don't make too much of it, because it's not very pleasant. So you just want enough to kind of dissolve. Not a paste, but just so you can drink it. And if you do that 3 times a day, I would like to almost guarantee that your symptoms will disappear.
Ah, cool.
And if you've left it too late, it's not never too late, because this will help to reduce your symptoms as well. Not pleasant, I'm going to lie, but very, very necessary and helpful.
Wow.
So that's the chairman. And the other thing, oh my gracious, please, dear listeners, can you top up your vitamin D, please? And if you're not able to jet out of the country to go and get some sun, and I'm one of you, just start, please, from now until March, on a very, very strong vitamin D supplement. They sell them around the place. Obviously, I can't mention names where they sell them, but please check you're getting the highest strength that you can buy.
You can get the dissolvable ones, can't you?
I haven't come across those. Can you read? Not in the strength that I'd like people to have.
Okay.
And not sometimes people phone me up and they say, oh, Michelle, what about the multivits? No, this is the vitamin D. We need to hit this really, really hard, because you won't be surprised to hear that the majority of us in this country are lacking in vitamin D.
Yes.
And there's a number of reasons that this happens, which I won't go into now. But we just need to get that boost in, because if we are low in vitamin D over a period of time, it can present in later life. It's one of the precursors for diabetes type 2, for certain cancers, for multiple sclerosis, for thyroid challenges. And there's so many of us that are low with vitamin D, and it's not picked up. Sometimes a routine blood test will the GP might suddenly ask for it, and it'll show up. Symptoms, as you know, can be feeling low in mood, which leads to almost, you know, full-blown depression. That's why, particularly in the winter months, we have the sad season. That's why it's named after that, you know, the seasonal affective disorder. It just makes you feel very low, and it's insidious because it comes on very, very slowly.
Mm.
And we can always find reasons for being tired. Oh, I did too much shopping today, or I've looked after the children, or whatever. But actually, you need to stop and think, actually, why am I starting to feel more and more tired every day? And lack of vitamin D can be one of the reasons.
Mm.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm learning loads today.
I'll get off my soapbox now on that one, shall I?
From the turmeric point of view, I've had turmeric in hot milk before.
That's rather nice. It's becoming quite trendy, I'm pleased to say. A lot of places are doing that.
And you can buy fresh turmeric in Ryde.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
And where can you find that?
You can find that in a little veg shop called the Barrow Boys at the top of the high street.
Are they doing fresh?
They sell fresh turmeric.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, there you go.
And it looks like a little tiny mini sort of sweet potato, really.
All right. That's interesting.
But no, they sell them in there, so.
So that was turmeric, honey, lemon and something else.
Honey. Did we say honey? Honey, turmeric. Hang on. I think turmeric. I need some for brain training. Food honey. For brain training. Turmeric, honey, lemon, and warm water.
Warm water. That was
kind
it.
Of warm to hot water. Like a vial. Don't curse me when you try it, please, because it's really not.
I wasn't going to try it just yet.
Oh, no, I probably won't need it.
You could actually make that into little lozenges, couldn't you? Probably.
I feel an experiment coming on.
If you let it
on.
Dry. Oh, sorry, I'm just thinking
it's going to be the Michelle and Kitty show soon, isn't it?
Oh, Maggie.
I'll just go now.
So what other subject would you like?
Well, I want us, please, during the winter, because I know some people can feel really quite low, and I've been chatting with lots of customers round and about, and they're just feeling a bit... And I know that this is your absolute forte, Maggie, but people just feeling a bit low and a bit kind of out of sorts, shall we say, and with winter coming on. So I just think, actually, foods for mood are so, so, so important.
Oh, yes.
Certain foods can definitely help you to feel a whole lot better. So remembering our oily fish there, things like our salmon and sardines, our mackerel. Be careful of mackerel if you have arthritis, dear listeners, because sometimes mackerel can just exacerbate the condition.
All right.
And walnuts and almonds. So all of your lovely monosaturates, your oily, oily things, which are very, very good for you there. And also vitamin B1 has been associated with the control of moods as well as keeping blood sugar stable. And you might say, B1, Michelle, where do we find those foods? Well, those are your whole grains. We are not talking white bread here, dear listeners. I will bang on about that another time. So your whole grains, your whole grain cereals, beans. We should be eating far more lentils and beans and pulses than we really do.
Them.
Oatmeal. Sunflower seeds are superb, absolutely superb. And the meats, you know, nobody's saying these days there's a lot of press, isn't there? Do we have meat? Don't we have meat? Stick to your lovely lean meats. So things like turkey, which has actually got the happy hormone in it, tryptophan.
Oh, happy hormone. How nice.
You probably have to eat, you know, about 10 fillets a day to get anything. But anyway, every little bit counts. Your egg yolks as well. Egg yolks are absolutely superb. Dried fruits, pistachio nuts. Oh, my gracious me. Brazil nuts. All of these are helping you to feel better.
So they help your mood, do they?
Yes, absolutely. Ooh. Yeah, most definitely.
Not egg yolks for me, I'm sorry.
No, no egg yolks for
no
you,
eggs,
Maggie.
No eggs,
Maggie.
No.
No egg yolks for Maggie.
I'm not arguing with you, I'm just saying I can't eat them.
No, we'll give those a miss there. And then, of course, magnesium helps as well. Now, magnesium is just superb, and the majority of us are probably quite low in magnesium. It's not something that we tend to think about. And there we are, our dark leafy vegetables again. Are you seeing a theme here with our foods for mood and also our winter boosting foods here?
Spinach and cabbage. And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, delicious.
So some root veggies as well.
Yeah. Oh, yum. And nuts, particularly your almonds, because, of course, that helps vein elasticity as well. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Elasticity.
That's good for a Friday.
Today.
Absolutely.
Your oat cakes, sesame seeds, chickpeas. We're back to the dark
love chickpeas.
Chocolate. Yeah.
Maggie doesn't like chickpeas. She's looking at me.
No, I come across lots of people that don't. I disguise them. And actually, if you don't like chickpeas as a chickpea, hummus, which we love. Oh, my word. that's my top fave.
I eat chickpeas nearly. My favourite thing in the world is chickpea and spinach curry.
I won't tell you what happens.
Oh, that is delicious.
I won't tell you what happens when I eat them, though.
No. Well... You could if you wanted, Maggie.
Not on air, no.
Yeah, so definitely all of those little things in drips and drabs. I mean, if you think about, what can I have for a snack? I'm feeling peckish. Hummus, oh my gracious me, or hummus, some people call it different things with an oat cake. Oh, yum. Yum, yum. I can hear people shouting at me, actually.
And you can make your own hummus.
I
do.
I
just whiz it all up and then shove a little bit of lemon juice in. I don't put tahini in, but just put a little bit of crushed garlic in there.
Got to have the garlic.
And a little bit of red pepper. Oh, yum.
Oh, it's delicious, isn't it? It's just absolute. We do convert people to that. Some people really don't like it, but I promise I will convert you if you don't like it, dear listen. But what we're avoiding... I'm not going to be asked back, am I?
No, never. No.
Sugar. We're going to try and avoid sugar.
Yes.
We're going to try and avoid deep fried foods.
Yep.
Refined and processed foods.
Yep.
Everybody.
Yep.
Cigarettes. Now, I think you're probably with me on that
far. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then we come to the alcohol.
Right.
Is that a step too far? Yeah.
Not necessarily. It depends.
In moderation, I think.
In moderation.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you know what we need to remember is the feeling of well-being.
Yes. Absolutely.
So actually, you fancy that glass of wine, you have it, you enjoy it.
Yes.
You fancy that little treat, you have it. It's the 80-20 rule, isn't it? 80% as good as we can to nourish ourselves and our bodies, and the other 20% have a field day.
Yeah. So we could have this lovely chocolate, couldn't we? A glass of wine, And we're done for the evening, aren't
and
we?
And some milk.
Yeah.
Of whatever variety you wish.
We're done.
Yeah, absolutely. And eating little and often, because often people's blood sugars dip.
Yes.
And that's where that lovely, I love that, hangry comes from.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah, and it's so true because some people need little and often little snacks.
Yes.
Their blood sugars dip and they can become extremely irritable.
Mm.
No names mentioned, members of my dear family. and they become actually incredibly irritable.
We are now at 3 minutes to one, so I think we need to crack on with a goodbye and also a little bit of music to take us into the news.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Michelle, and we look forward to seeing you again for another instalment of
Please Do
Foodie Things.
Yes. Thank you, ladies, so much for asking me in.
My
and
pleasure.
To the listeners
pleasure.
As well.
We've enjoyed it, haven't
we have,
Maggie?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Lovely to be with you. Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.